Hi, best friends. I'm Tabby.
And I'm Caitlin, and today we are sharing our fan cast for Funny Story by Emily Henry.
We are so excited.
I think we have some controversial
I'm also
picks.
a little nervous. I'm ready to fully justify and fight for each of these characters, though.
Yeah, so if you do have like a specific issue with any of these, please let us know and we'll send you our rebuttal. Okay.
But you know what? I'm also so interested to know like who you'd pick. I want to
Yes,
know who you would pick.
that's the thing. If you have a criticism, you better be offering
Tell me who you
a
pick.
counter offer. Yeah. Okay. I want to preface this by saying some of mine are going to be controversial, and you know what? I'm
That's
ready to
okay.
defend them. So let's
Yes.
kick things off. I'm going to start with Daphne. First, I'm going to show you, then I'm going to defend myself. So for Daphne, I have
Oh.
chosen Emma Stone.
Okay.
Hear me out.
I don't hate that.
So yeah, because you get it, because when we
I
were
get
talking
it.
about the book, we were talking about how funny Daphne is, how dry she is, the banter. Imagine the banter with Emma Stone.
If Emma Stone has no fans, I'm dead.
If Emma Stone has no literal worshipers, I'm dead.
I'm
She's
gone.
perfect. So I'm sure you all know who Emma Stone is. Actually, Emily Stone. She actually prefers the name Emily. I learned that
I
on
didn't know
TikTok.
that.
Yeah. So apparently, side note, on TikTok, I learned this, so it could be completely false. I don't know. But apparently, like in the Actors Guild or whatever, like the name Emily Stone had already been taken. So
Yeah,
she
that
put
happens to a
Emma
lot of
Stone.
actors.
Yeah. So she actually prefers Emily. Emily has been my favorite since Easy A. I think that's a
My
given.
favorite movie on this earth.
Amazing film from start to finish. Also has Stanley Tucci, love him, and what the fuck is his name
Penn
from Gossip
Badgley.
Girl? Penn Badgley. Oh my God, love
I
him.
love Penn.
Yeah, so
Woodchuck
she was
Todd for life.
Woodchuck Todd. Oh my God. So most recently she was in Poor Things, which I personally hated, but that's not her fault. She did a great job in it. I just didn't like the movie. I thought it was kind of weird, but I understand that was kind of the
That has an
point.
appeal to a lot of people.
Yeah, I just didn't like it, but I think she would be perfect for Daphne. First of all, she's beautiful. Second of all, again, like the dry humor, the bantering, she would just be
She
perfect
would
for it.
kill it in a little buttoned-up cardigan as well.
Oh my God, yes. Her as a librarian, she would
She
slay.
would slay.
This next one, you're gonna have to hear me out. I'm
I'll
about
hear you
to
out.
flip it to
My
Miles.
mind is open.
All right, so for Miles.
Shut the fuck up. I almost chose him.
Okay, so I don't have to defend myself.
No,
So I
I
have
almost chose
chosen,
him.
okay, Adam Brody. And for those of you who don't know, he has been the love of my life since he played Dave Rogowski in Gilmore Girls. And I'm still mad about what they did to Lane in
Okay.
Gilmore Girls because they, first of all, they took Dave away. Second of all, they made her become like a mother when she totally,
See,
Lane wouldn't have wanted to be a mother.
I know him
Wild.
from the OC. He was Seth Cohen.
Well, yes, he's in a lot of
Yeah, I
things.
say I was a little
Oh
OC girl.
my God. Okay, he would
I'm
be
obsessed with him.
perfect because he is a little bit older than Miles is, but he still looks really good, don't you get me wrong.
Dude, he is fine.
He is fine. And in this, I discovered he's married to Leighton Meester, which I
Yeah,
had
he
no clue
is.
about because
And
I
they
just don't
are
really
so
follow.
beautiful together.
Yes, beautiful, gorgeous power couple.
I literally had him as Miles. Up until like the last minute,
Okay,
I
well, I'm
changed him.
excited to see who you change it to, but yes, okay, I'm glad we agree. He would be a great Miles. All right, up next is Ashley. I've chosen Nassim Pedrad. You too?
No, I didn't choose her. I almost did.
Oh, almost. Okay, here's where I struggled with. First of all, Nassim Pedrad is it. She's Gigi in Scream Queens. She was in SNL. She's been in New Girl, which of course this book reminded me of because they're roommates. And Miles is giving Nick Miller vibes. She's been in a lot of things. She is so funny. And the only thing is, like in the book, Ashley is described as being curvy. Nassim is a tiny, tiny woman, but I feel like we can see past that.
We can fix it.
Not every character is going to be exactly the physical description,
I
but
think
Ashley
she
is so
could be
funny.
like scary best friend vibes, though. She
Oh,
really wanted to
yeah.
be with the severe bun.
Oh
She's a
my God,
librarian.
she is. And like her delivery, is hilarious every time. I just think she would be a wonderful addition to this movie
Yeah,
cast.
she could turn it on for the role, I think.
She would
She could.
absolutely slay.
Yeah.
Up next, I've cast Ella Purnell as Julia. Did you? You're making a face.
I cast her for something else, though.
Okay. So, for those of you who don't know, Ella Purnell is Lucy in Fallout, the new series. I don't know her from anything besides this, but she's
She was in
hilarious
Yellow
in that.
Jackets.
I haven't seen that, but I just know she's
It's
very funny
very
in Fallout.
scary.
But you know what really did it for me is this picture of her with the little French bob and baby bangs. I was like, oh my God,
I love that.
it's Julia. And she just, like, again, she is also funny. She's so funny in Fallout. Like, her delivery is
She's hilarious.
perfect. And she's a little bit of a baddie in Fallout. Like, she stands up for herself, she fights people. And I feel like Julia does too.
That's so funny.
Oh my God, this
I cast her
cast
as a
is.
completely different character.
Wow. Okay. We'll see. Up next for
Ooh.
Peter, I have cast Freddy Stroma for Peter.
Not Cormac.
He's Cormac in the Harry Potter movies, Prince Friedrich in Bridgerton. The thing about him is he just looks
Okay.
polished. He looks polished
He's
and
posh.
he looks old money. He's giving old money. He's very handsome. You know what? Who I almost cast is Joe
How?
Alwyn.
Oh,
Because
yeah, that would have been great,
he's
actually.
the Peter in all of our
That
stories.
would have been poetic justice, I
He
think.
is the Peter of the Tortured Poets Department,
Yeah.
but in my movie version, you know what? We're not even giving him the light of day. We're not even giving him a contract. We're not giving him a check. We're giving it to
No.
Freddy Stroma instead.
It's nothing.
He gets nothing. So next, let's talk about my Petra.
Oh, I love, I love.
Oh, for
I love.
Petra, I cast Lily James. Lily James is Cinderella in the live action. She's the young Donna in the second Mamma Mia film.
She kills Donna and Mamma Mia
Oh, she
too.
kills. And you know what? Her vibes are giving just carefree. Everyone loves her. Beautiful, perfect, waify blonde woman. She is Petra.
Yes.
I will not be swayed on this one. I think this is the
I
one that
love
I
that.
nailed the most. She
Yeah.
just is, like, you can tell, but she's so beautiful, gorgeous, perfect. You can tell she's never been told no a day in her
But the way
life.
she carries herself, like she owns the world.
Yeah, because she does, because
She
it's
does
been
own the
handed
world.
to her on a silver
She's
platter.
rich as fuck.
So she is our Petra. She's the people's Petra.
Yeah, I love that.
Up next,
I did the same thing.
I cast Harvey, of course, because Harvey should be played by Morgan Freeman. It's what Emily wants. It's
She's
what
like, it's
Mother
like Morgan
wants.
Freeman, but not. I'm like, okay, so he's Morgan
So it's
Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. And Morgan Freeman, I think, I don't know him personally, of course, but I think he would be glad to do it.
Dude, he's just taking on small projects at this point.
Yeah, like what's he got to do? Like he's
He's
probably like
elderly.
retired. Yeah, he's been elderly for the past, he's been elderly my entire life.
He's been elderly, yeah, since I was born.
Yeah, so Harvey, Morgan Freeman. Enough said.
Amazing.
And lastly, I cast Starfire for a little bit of fun.
Oh my God.
So I cast Olivia Colman. She is hilarious in Fleabag. If you haven't seen Fleabag, please watch it. It's so funny. It's only two seasons. It won't take much of your time. She's also in The Crown. She is so fucking
She's
hilarious.
so funny.
You guys don't understand. She would kill it
She
as
is so
Starfire.
funny. I did not even consider her.
But you know, now that you
Yeah,
have,
no, she would kill it.
can't see it any other way.
Oh
Yeah,
my
so
God.
Olivia Colman is my Starfire. I rest my case, Your Honor. That is actually everyone who I cast. I thought about trying to find someone for like her dad and
I
mom.
found the best person for both of them. So.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. I'm so ready for you to
Okay,
share your screen.
allow me to share my screen, please.
Yeah, let me give you the privilege of sharing your screen.
If I could. Here I go. Funny story. So I actually cast Ella Purnell as Daphne because that is who I pictured in my head the entire book.
I can see it though. She could do either.
Yes, because I think she has the best dry humor. Like she is so funny to me. Like her, like you said, her delivery in Fallout was really, really good. In
Yeah.
Yellow Jackets, though, she was very, very serious because it's kind of a scary TV show.
Okay. I haven't seen that one.
My only thing with her is that she's a little younger than what Daphne's portrayed as. She's
She is.
27, but I think we can make it work. Like, look at her in this picture. She could be a librarian for
Yeah.
children.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, like, 27, you could
You could go
play
either
a
way.
32-year-old if you're 27. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? Like, that's fine. That's acceptable.
She's so pretty and she's so funny, and
Oh.
I think she would make a great Daphne.
She would do a great job as
Her
Daphne.
delivery would be perfect.
Agreed.
Okay, so here we go. For Miles, I was not going to be strong-armed into choosing Dylan O'Brien, okay? I was
We
not
will
going to
not.
be.
One thing about us, we will not be peer
Here's
pressured.
my thing with Dylan O'Brien. I loved him as Stiles in Teen Wolf, loved him so much. As he has gotten older, I think I have gotten less attracted to him.
Yeah.
I don't know. He just isn't it for me. And then a lot of people were casting Logan Lerman. And
He's so young.
unfortunately, he's in his 30s.
Is he? Oh.
But that is, I mean, we're almost in our 30s.
Shut your mouth, I'm
So is
21.
that's the thing.
No, I'm 21. Shut
To
up.
me, he is either Gus or he's Charlie. But those are the only two options I could really see him
Yeah,
as.
Miles needs to be a little more
So,
loosey-goosey.
for who I've chosen, I think he can do it. I think he can. And that's Matthew Daddario. And I say this because Miles is described as being like gorgeous underneath his beard. Like when he cuts, like he is model status gorgeous. Matthew Daddario is a very handsome man, first of all, but he can pull off like the scruffy, like not well kept man vibe as well.
Yeah, which is
He's
why I chose
also,
Adam Brody, so I get it.
yes, I love Adam Brody. That was such a good choice. I wish I had stayed with that.
No, but Matthew Daddario, I can see
Matthew can
it.
do it.
Yes.
So he's 36, which is right about where we need to be for that.
Yeah.
So I first saw him in Shadowhunters, which is based off the Cassandra Clare series. It's so freaking good if you haven't read that.
I have
And he
not.
was really funny as Alec Lightwood. He was very serious in the role, but had that dry humor as well. So I think with the riffing stuff, like he could do really well.
Oh,
His
yeah.
other two I have not seen. It's Cabin Fever and Trust. But Daddario has never let me down. His sister is also perfection.
You're right.
So I think he could do it. I do.
I agree.
So this is
Oh.
my Julia. Her name is Sydney Chandler. She's 28. She was in Don't Worry, Darling, and also this movie called Pistol. But look at her.
She's Julia. Guys, this picture you can't
So,
see. She's also got the French bob and baby bangs in
yes,
this
she's got the
picture.
French bob and the baby bangs, and she just looks like she is a good time. She looks like she's got a little bit of attitude. She's just a carefree young adult.
You're so right.
Like, that
Yes.
is who I pictured as Julia.
Oh my God. And I don't remember her in Don't Worry, Darling. I've seen it, but only
Yeah.
once. I don't
Well, I
know.
mean, everyone looks so different in that movie.
True, like it's a very stylized movie.
Yeah,
Like
like very
everyone's kind of
20s-esque.
1950s vibe.
I guess it
Like,
would be the 50s.
yeah, it's more 50s.
Yeah. Okay. I agree with the general population about who should play Peter, and that is Glenn Powell.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that makes sense.
This is probably the
Dan,
right choice.
listen. Glenn's killing it right now.
Yes, he's
He
hot.
is doing the most right now. He's hot.
That
That
Hansel
is,
is so hot right now.
dude, he is old money-esque. So in Top Gun Maverick, the fucking confidence, the audacity of that man is going to make him what Peter should be.
Yes.
That alone.
Like, side note, what's so funny about Glenn Powell is I actually do not think he's attractive at all.
No, he has a weird face.
Okay,
But
thank
like,
you. I thought I was insane.
but in
No,
terms
God
of
bless
like
him. Wish
what
him the
I
best.
think, like what women picture when you talk about like a blonde haired, blue-eyed, all-American
Yeah,
man,
it's Glenn
that's
Powell.
Glenn Powell.
You're
Anyone
right.
but you. He was in that with Sydney Sweeney, and he was he's just rom-com material.
Unpopular opinion, I fucking hated that movie.
So did Alex. It's fine. Yeah, I also hated it a little bit, but I'm gonna rewatch it every
Yeah,
time.
I probably will not rewatch that one, but no shade because I love a cheesy romance movie. But
And that was
anyway.
that. And I think he would have been more suited as the other man.
Yeah.
Like, he is supposed to be the
A
douche.
villain.
He's supposed to be the douchebag boyfriend.
Yes,
He
he's
just
supposed to
is.
be. Yes, let's typecast this man.
Yeah, he's
Do
the
not cast
douchebag
him as
boyfriend.
the dreamboat. No, he
No.
is the slightly evil villain.
Dude, look at him. He looks slutty. Anyway, okay. So for Petra,
Shut up.
I think I kind of hit the nail on the head here. I loved yours as well, but hear me out.
Oh my God, I'm listening.
Suki Waterhouse would absolutely kill it as Petra.
I see it. I
Yes.
do.
Her and Daisy Jones in the Six. Like,
Oh.
that performance alone convinced me.
This is hard for me though because I was so convinced on Lily James, but
She looks like a bitch.
fuck. But I think the thing is with Petra is that she
But
wouldn't
she
look like a
looks
bitch.
like she would be nice to your face.
Yeah. No, but oh, a little bit. I kind of think Suki Waterhouse looks like she wouldn't be nice to your face.
Really? You think so?
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I love what you've chosen.
Yeah.
I'm just so passionate
I
about
do
Lily
love
James.
Lily James
Yeah.
as well. No, that was a great choice. But
I
I
would
think
just
Suki could be
die
a
on this
runner-up.
hill. Yeah, Suki can be the understudy.
Like,
That's
if
fine.
she has to drop out for whatever reason, Suki
Suki
would make a good backup.
would do amazing. You are so right. Oh.
So, for Ashley, I chose Natalie Morales. I saw her first in Parks and Recreation. She was also in No Hard Feelings. She is hilarious. In Parks and Recreation, she played Lucy, which was Tom's girlfriend,
Yeah.
on and off girlfriend. She is just a boss ass bitch. And I think that is what Ashley needs,
Yeah.
obviously. I just picture her in her little tight bun, her power bun, and
Yes.
being absolutely chaotic, trying to get her kid back and forth, like having a little attitude.
So
She
right.
would be so good as Ashley. And she fits like that age range as well.
Yes.
She's
That's the
30.
hardest thing is finding the right
Yeah.
age for everyone.
She's 39. I think Ashley was like 44. So,
Early 40s,
yeah,
yeah.
give or take, like she's pretty close. But yeah, she is who I pictured as Ashley. So I also cast her mom, her dad, and Starfire. So for her mom, I chose none other than Sandra Bullock
It's perfect.
because that is who her mom is.
The scenes like where they're on the phone with each other, I'm imagining just like a split screen and they're like on
Yes.
the phone and it's Sandra Bullock. Yeah.
So, besides Easy A being my favorite movie, The Proposal is also one of my favorite movies. Sandra is amazing at everything she does. So, The
Yeah.
Proposal, Miss Congeniality, The Blind Side, which was a complete flip from what she normally does.
Bird Box.
Yeah, Bird Box, like she can do it all.
She's a
So
queen.
I know she has it in her to be funny, yet tough and loving. So she is 59, going on 60, which is about what I figured Holly would be. Okay, so for her dad.
Speaking of Fallout.
So you have to pick. Have you ever seen The Righteous
Oh
Gemstones?
my God, yes.
Okay, so her dad is Walton Goggins, but as Uncle Baby Billy.
Uncle Baby Billy specifically.
Yeah,
Now listen here, darling. I got you, little thing.
like he is Uncle Baby Billy in my head.
I hate to admit it, but I have a crush on Uncle Baby
I
Billy.
love Walton Goggins.
No, but
So
I have a crush on him
he is,
specifically as
yeah.
Uncle Baby Billy.
He is like that charming yet skeezy old dude. Like that is Uncle Baby Billy specifically, but also just Walton Goggins in general.
Yeah,
So
buddy.
that was him in Vice Principals. In Fallout, he is a dick.
Yeah, he is.
In Righteous Gemstones, he is also a dick.
God.
Like he is all that her father should be. Because I
Yeah.
also think,
But
like,
also, he's
towards,
charming.
yes. And I think in the moments where he realizes, like, he fucked up and stuff like that, like, he could do it.
He so could. You're so
He
right.
really could. Walton Goggins is the only choice for her father.
He's perfect. Great job.
For Starfire, I chose Anna Faris. Zero doubt in my mind that that is the correct choice.
She would be so funny.
She is just ditzy and weird. She could do it. So she's 47. She could be older if she needed to, though, I think. Well, because Starfire wasn't old.
She, no,
She was younger.
Daphne said she is within a decade of her father's age. She doesn't know if it's A decade younger or a decade older,
That's
but
correct.
she is within 10 years of his age.
So, Anna Faris has been in so many movies, the scary movies, House Bunny, Just Friends, The Hot Chick. I mean, you
Oh,
name
Just
it.
Friends is another
Just
fucking
Friends.
classic.
So, Just Friends is what I was thinking of when I pictured Starfire, but also a little bit of House Bunny,
Oh,
because
yeah.
she was fucking nuts in both of them. In Hot Chick, or sorry, in Just Friends, she was crazy, but in House
You're
Bunny,
so
she was
right.
just a little flighty. But if she could just kind of mesh both of those together, I think she'd be the perfect Starfire.
Oh my God, you're so right.
Yeah.
Great job on that one.
Thank you. I thought so too.
I think we both killed it. I think either cast
I think
would
they could
be
all be really
wonderful.
good.
But yeah, like we'll see what happens. I swear this is going to be made into a movie.
I'm gonna email this to Emily.
Yeah, we'll email
Yeah.
both PowerPoints and be like,
Like you
please
choose. You
reach
choose.
out with any questions that you may have. We
All right, I
will
will
defend
personally
them.
take care of this.
Yeah, I will contact them myself. I
Adam
will
Brody will
have
be getting a letter in the
my
mail.
people call their people. Adam Brody should be getting a letter in the
He can get
mail.
it any day.
I should write him a letter. So join us next week as we discuss the first book of the Caine Brothers series called A Not So Meet Cute by Megan Quinn. And with these, we are going to be going kind of back to back. So the
Go
week
ahead and just
after
read all
that,
of them one
go ahead and
week.
read
You get
all of them.
one week.
The week after that, we're going to be doing the second one, which is called So Not Meant to Be. So just be prepared to be kind of flying through those.
You
It's
get one
okay.
week in between that, and then
If
we
you
can
need to take a
read.
little time, listen to us later. That's fine. Oh, nope. Tab says you got to read
No,
it.
you get one week in between for a mini-sode where
Yeah.
we are just shouting out little Megan Quinn.
Yeah, there will be a couple of mini-sos, but those first two books will be back to back. So
You might
just
as
be
well go ahead
prepared.
and start reading the third.
You might as well. I mean, let's be honest. Like, let's save you time. Let's save us time. Let's
It's
just get
called A
it
Long
done.
Time Coming.
Yeah, a long time coming. Okay, so there's three books in the series. Read them all. All right, do your homework. No complaints, please. Go
We
ahead,
have
guess.
to go on vacation.
Yes, everyone, you got to get your homework done so that you can go on your vacation. So go ahead, get started on those books. We will talk to you next time. And as always,
Let's get lit.